Jesus' name, what a testimony, Lord God. Lord, I do ask you, are we listening? Lord, the witnessing of what you desire. Lord, the witnessing of victory. The witnessing, Lord God. Oh, how we are comforted by them, Lord God, that you have comforted. Are we listening? Oh, thank you, Lord, that your sheep know your voice. Thank you, Lord, that the Spirit has given us an ear to hear. Lord, bring your people in today to listen. Lord, to hear him. Oh, how magnificent is the voice of our beloved. Oh, he's skipping through the hills. And I hear him calling. Oh, I hear you, Lord. I hear you, my love. And I thank you, my Father, because this is your plan. And God, have your way. Bring it home. Oh, as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, today, Lord, today, amen. Let's go on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And so precious, again, what God gives us. I'm never cease to be amazed at his glory. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. And today, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we're going to be led in here to really understand what this race is, and the ones who will win the race, and why it will only be by grace through Paul's gospel, by grace through Paul's gospel that finishes the race. And first off, to know this very clearly, every Christian has the opportunity to win this race. Every one of us. We all are born with full potential. We have the full potential, if you will, as it says in Galatians 4:1, the DNA of champions. Yep. Oh, yeah. I see some of these incredible athletes. Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on. You know, we've seen the likes of a Jordan, Bo Jackson. I mean, that LeBron James. It's amazing. But that's not even worthy to be compared with what we're sitting here with. It's not. This is the DNA of kings. The kings. Not a temporal crown. This is the forever. This is, praise God, the ones that will, by the grace of God, rule and reign jointly together with him. Those that will be glorified. Glorified together with very God of very God. Now, as it says here, we all run. We all run. But as it says here, there is but one winner. There is but one finisher of this race. And Paul, throughout the Word of God, Brother Paul makes it known. And as with the Word of God, and I love this, there's always these, well, every Word of God, but there's some words here that are so precise and exact that the Lord uses, if you will, to really capture our attention. And there's two in this verse that I just love so much that we're starting with here. It says, in the first one, notice the word prize. It says, do you not realize but one receives the prize? That word prize is only found two times in the Word of God. Most of you know where the second one is. Yes, it's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. If you'll turn over there, that's Philippians 3, 14. And it says there, as Brother Paul says, I love it. And that's 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So you can even take these two verses which God gives us right here, and we can understand very quickly, the prize is only to one runner, the prize is only to the winner, and the prize to win Christ, which is the prize, yes, Christ as bridegroom, is the only goal of the life of the Apostle Paul. And as the Word of God tells us, Christians, follow Paul as he followed Christ. I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters, is this our life? Because it is. But do we recognize it? As Sister sang, are we listening to that? Are we listening? Are we hearing his voice? Because this is his voice. It's the Word of God. This is his voice to us. Praise the Lord. That's why the Father said, hear him. Quit being distracted with what your religious things in your life you think are going to attract God's favor or his attention. You know what attracts God's favor and his attention? Falling in love with his Son. That captivates him. And I can testify as a dad, I've never had anybody ever captivate my heart like my new daughter, Taylor, because she loved my son so much. And I'm just a man. So, as this one here falls in love with God's son, I'll tell you what, I've got his attention. And I got his favor. And matter of fact, it tells me in the Word of God that we are highly favored. Now this is so beautiful here that Paul lets us know this. And this was Paul's goal of his life. As he says in this same text, he says, if by any means I might attain. If any means I might apprehend. And that word, attain and apprehend, is the second word that we find in this verse that we started off with here, right here in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Notice what it said. It said there, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. And it didn't just leave us hanging there. Well, one's going to receive the prize. What does that mean? No, here's what it means. So run that you may obtain. That's the second word. And I'll tell you what, that word obtain, it's for one purpose, to win. See, we don't run this race to participate. Mm-mm. I know that's the whole big spill right now in society. You just get out there and participate. Well, I'll tell you what, in the natural, if I was your coach, we never came to participate. We came for one purpose. And that was to win. I always remember that one coach. Well, you know, that guy said, well, you know, losing teaches you things. He says, losing doesn't teach you nothing. It just teaches you, you just want to win. But you know what we're talking about here. This isn't for us to participate in. This isn't for us to try. You're out there for one reason. And that's to win. And this is it. See, by the grace of God, the Lord make us fully purposed. That book, Ephesians, that you love so much, Ephesians, the definition of Ephesians is fully purposed. They were determined. They were fully purposed. They wanted to win. They wanted to have the whole counsel of God. They didn't want to just get out there and try. We don't get out there, as it said, we don't run, as it says here, what is it, in that 26th verse? I therefore so run, not as in certainty. Do you know how many Christians are on this race course that are uncertain? You know why they're uncertain? Because they don't feed on Paul's gospel. You know what this is about. There's no doubt what this is about. You understand what the word obtain means. That means you get out there and you win me. And you understand what that win me is about. It's about a wedding. It's about love. You find out in Paul's gospel, it's a love gospel. It's a gospel of a proposal. It's a gospel of the bridegroom to the bride. I want a wife. I want to have her ruling and reigning jointly together with me. There's a beautiful word in the Greek, sunkleronimus. And we got one right here today. Just like sunkleronimus. It's katalambano. Obtain. It means two things. It means to lay hold and to take it for yourself. Do you get that? That's what this obtain means. Is to take hold of it, lay hold of it. You think about what Paul's message tells you to lay hold of. It's a crowning message, isn't it? The Word of God tells us about these fully purposed runners throughout the Word of God. It says, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. In Christianity today, you know what it is in their minds? Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy palm. We do. We have a choice. And see, I want his choice. And his choice was truly the birth, the new birth that we have. That new birth was as kings, to have this gospel. We live in this time by the grace of God that we have the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That we can now be guided into all truth. Read John. Find out about what the Holy Ghost is for your life. The purpose. As Jesus told those disciples, I have many things to say unto you. Right? But you can't understand them now. Just like this sister sang about. We can listen to what we can understand him now about. I have many things to say. And I'm going to bring a vessel out. Matter of fact, the chiefest sinner vessel, Paul, my chosen vessel unto me, that's going to have a message that you're going to be able to receive. Because I'm going to the right hand of the Father. And why did he go to the right hand of the Father? Why did he go there? To send us the Holy Ghost. He said he'd been with you and he shall be in you. See, these are things we know, but let God put these things together in your life and live some glory. Live thanksgiving. Don't just live an experience. Yes, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. And you'll be full of the Holy Ghost as you abide and rejoice and hear and listen to Paul's gospel. So here we go, because this is mighty. And I'll tell you what, he tells us here to obtain it, to lay hold, to take it for yourself. Brothers and sisters, I love this. The Word of God tells me, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. See, I don't read that anymore. I took that for my own. I live that every day. I know I am my beloved's and I know his desire is toward me. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. And it's not predicated upon me. He did it at the cross. That's why he poured forth his blood for that wife, for me. That's the beauty. It's grace. It's mercy. I take that. And see, people don't really understand. That's the grace and mercy that'll change your life. It's not you changing your life. It's his grace and his mercy that change your life. When you fall in love, you change. Even naturally speaking, you change. I've testified of my life. I've seen bad people fall in love, and they act like a puppy dog. Oh, what can I do for her? What can I do for him? Is that the same guy I knew? That's what love will do. And that's the purpose of the power of what God's plan was on that cross with his son. To be changed from glory to glory. I don't have any glory to change me. I have big ideas. Oh, I could do this and do that and I could be like this. But that ain't glory. Glory is him doing it. His love doing that. His love changing me for him. Setting me aside, not in that I want to be seen, but I just want to be with him. I want to hear him. I want that face-to-face fellowship. I'll tell you what, you lay hold of this glorious grace proposal. I'll tell you what, you're holding fast that crown which you have. Now, brothers and sisters, this word, obtain, as I said, catalambano, and you're going to hear that a lot, I know, just like Sunk Laronimus catalambano. It's kind of a cool word, too. But it's only found a handful of times in the Word of God. And just like we read over there in Philippians chapter 3, about that mark for the prize for the high calling of God, two verses before that, that apprehend, attain, all of that, catalambano. You got to make it your own. You don't just come in here and hear something and say, this is my own. We are here to feed. You're here to feed for yourself. And to understand that proposal, even though by the grace of God it's to all, if you are the only one, it's to you. And that's exactly how the Lord does this. And that's how you enter into this fellowship. And I'll tell you what, you get that apprehend in your life, you get that, Lord, this is going to be mine, praise God. You'll begin to shout with that glory, grace, victory. You'll begin to live the apprehended prize of the Lord. But yet there's one more time, I believe, in the Word of God that makes it so clear about what a prize this is, or if you will, to apprehend this prize. Going over to Ephesians chapter 3. See, there's a reason that God uses these specific words in such monumental verses and monumental moments to capture our attention, that he knows what he's doing if we'll listen to him. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18, it's so marvelous here. Paul's prayer, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, notice how that started out. It said there that we might be able to comprehend. Catalambano. Same word as obtained. Same meaning as take it for yourself. So think about what that's saying. To know all the love, the intimate passion, the pressing of the bridegroom's heart, and to lay hold of it and take it for you. I believe that's how we started this service, through my precious brother, this vessel right here. If you can't remember, take it, take it, take it. You listening? It starts real early, and it comes on hard and quick. Oh my, this is what this is. See, brothers and sisters, this is when you know that his desire is toward you. And I thank God, we talked about last week, get an attitude of grace. I'm not ashamed of this. I go in there boldly by the grace of God, and I take it for my own. Is it any wonder why Paul, in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, he says, I've finished, I've won. Yeah, and why? Because I love his appearing. I love his appearing. And the reason I love his appearing so much is because I know he loves me. This is a lover's love and appearing. This is a marvelous thing. This is the purpose of your life, that you know that you're just like that Rebecca on a camel. You've got a one-way trip. That camel train is going one place. And you're going to light off that camel into the arms of the bridegroom. But you got to have that message. See, you're not just out there again running, beating the air, or running in uncertainty. Do you realize how graced you are? Do you really realize how graced you are? You have the message of certainty. Certainty. This isn't a doubtful thing. This is exact. It's a mark. It's a prize. By the grace of God, he's calling out to you. Listen to him. You have the message to be the winner. The winner, not a participant, not out there to try. But the grace of God, you were born for this. You were born for this. For one purpose, to win. And I will tell you, there's only one finisher, and that's the winner. Thank you, God. Now, brothers and sisters, it is a mark. It is the prize. It is so exact. It is so clear. It is so made known in the Word of God. We truly do. And you can sit in here for these last 15 minutes and you get it. You have to reject this because it's so evident. I'm honest. You've just got to say, well, I don't want it. Well, that's your choice. But all I can say to you, are you crazy? No, really, you'd have to be not out of your mind, you're out of your heart. This is real. This is real. This is what it is. And God help us, brothers and sisters, not to live. See, that feel-good Christianity that's out there, it's an evil thing. It'll defeat your life. It will. And I'm talking about the speak truly. Well, everybody's going to be in the bride because it makes us all feel good. We're out here to just participate. You know that. Come on, just get out there and we're all going to give a participation badge. Everybody's going to finish their course. Well, I got news for you. I got news for you here. Everybody is not going to finish. Not Paul's gospel course we're talking about here. And everybody's not going to win this race. It's not. You can't go out there and run this course with uncertainty. You can't go out there and run this course as beating the air and expect to be anywhere near the finish line. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that. And I'm not being boastful in myself. I'm being boastful in the word of the Lord. This is God's word. This would be just the same as getting up here and telling you, you know what? There's a lot of religions out there, so there's a lot of ways. It's the same evil, if you will, of when they say that there is many ways. Oh, we serve the same God. I'll tell you what. You can't even call him God without the name Jesus. Know your Bible. If this is your basis, you cannot call upon the name of God without the name of Jesus. And you best know it. And you can try to just, well, this isn't to go out and fight with somebody. That's not it at all. But it's truth. This is why over the years, and this is, I think, one of the greatest proofs, if anybody ever doubts that Jesus existed and that truly this word of God is true, were them disciples. They were all a bunch of chickens. And that hurts a chicken to tell them how chicken these guys were. They were with Jesus all these years. They saw him perform these miracles. He ministered to them. They laid his head upon his breast. He told them that I'm going to the cross to die for you. And they saw all these things occur.
They saw him when he rose again. They saw those wonderful holes in his hands. But before he went to that cross, they had all deserted. They were all completely fearful. They all said, oh, we're not going that way. But every one of them, without exception. And this is a historic fact. Historic. I'd rather just read the Bible because I don't need history. I would rather have the Word of God. But every single one of them died a martyr. Upside down on a cross, hung, beaten, they believe cooked in an iron bowl, because they would not deny the name of Jesus. How much of this word of God is true to you? Huh? I believe all this word of God should be true to you. Amen. Now let me tell you something. In beating the air, in trying to just, let's just get in the Christian speak. If it's the finish line in winning him, it ain't even near it. There's only one way to finish and one way to win. And that's the gospel of Paul. There is no other gospel. I'm giving you the word of God. I'd love to go to every verse, but go through this. He said this in Galatians 3 different times. There is no other gospel. Preach no other gospel. If I come back to you and say, I've got another gospel, let me be accursed. Get me out of here, because there ain't no other gospel. This is it. It's the gospel, brothers and sisters, that the Old Testament spoke of. In mysteries, in hidden things, symbolism. Why do you think the statements, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all? Why would it say that the love of the king toward her exceeded all of the other women? Why would it be in the story of Boaz and Ruth? Boaz the redeemer. He redeemed it all. But then he set aside that last. For the best part. And he said, I redeemed it all. But I redeemed it all. Moreover, he said, because I wanted Ruth. I wanted her for my wife. Now let me tell you something. There were a lot of women in that field. He'd seen them all. But there was one that moved. That one that moved in that grace. That one that moved and said, hey, wait a second here. I think I'm the one. Does Paul's gospel do that to you? It better do that to you. See, if you're listening to Paul's gospel and you haven't gotten the encouragement in your heart, hey, I'm the one. Then you don't get it. You're the one. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. You're here today. He's speaking to you. Again, he's speaking to you. Are we so confident, brothers and sisters, as Ruth? Do you hear him say, honey, I want you to be my wife? Are you so confident in his bridal love? Do you see him today panting for you? Oh, I can't wait. To make known to all that I have loved you. Let him tell you that. You know how he tells you that? He tells you that in the Word of God. Now, I'll tell you what. It is all here. This is truth. By the grace of God, what this vessel has preached to you today is truth. And it is the Word of God. And I am not ashamed of it. And by the grace of God, I'll stand upon that truth. And it's not here to say, well, challenge me. No. Go ahead and prove him. Prove me, he said.
I'll tell you what, as with anything in the Word of God, and this is the way it is, what you believe is what you'll receive. That's it. This word, those promises, they went out for centuries. Amen. What you believe is what you'll receive. So by the grace of God, why not take it all? Why not? I mean, you come to church on Sunday. And a lot of Sundays, huh, Hagen? I ain't here for attendance. Never been. I was kind of bad that way. I'm bad in a lot of ways. I'm here for one reason. And I pray to God you're here for one reason. It's you. It's you. This ain't to flatter you. He said, I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. This message is about you. I could list every one of your names out here today. And you hear him say that. And it is time. It's time. Let this be the day. Obtain. Kalamano. Take it for myself. Take it for myself. Amen. Amen. Let's pray.
I have showed you. I have told you what's required to do just to walk humbly, to love mercy, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. All these two hails the law of the prophets.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you again for ministering to our hearts. It's a proposal, it's now. Help your people make the move. God, let us have a desire and a panting for this morning. Lord, we've heard you speak to us. Lord, we've heard your heart. And God, I thank you. I hear you. I'm listening to what you want for me with you. This is so real. And it is right there for your people. Lord God, help us not to sit back anymore. Help us not to see these things afar off anymore. I know that your people here, they love you, Lord. They do. We love you. But Lord God, you are in love with us. And Lord, truly, just wrench every heart in this meeting this morning. Everyone that's listening here today. Oh God, let us fall in love today. Let us be smitten today. Thank you for that, Lord God, because this time is about to be no more. Lord, I do not want to be those that you'll have to wipe the tear from their eye when they see you. Oh God, I want to be that one when I see you. Oh my, you're going to be just as stunned as me. Oh Lord, we are going to be in an embrace and oh, in a love. Oh. Glory, 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 glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.